Well, in a ruling delivered late Monday night, a federal judge in Texas temporarily blocked key parts of new executive actions from President Obama that are at the center of an immigration fight in Congress. Remember back last November, the president said his administration wouldn't deport millions of undocumented parents of children who are U.S. citizens. He also expanded a program called DACA, which protected from deportation many immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. Now, that last measure was supposed to take effect on Wednesday, but U.S. District Judge Andrew Harlan in Texas ruled that the White House is basically trying to create new law, an authority, he says, it doesn't have. And that ruling comes just when Congress is in a fight over this very issue. The Department of Homeland Security could shut down at the end of the month, and Republicans want the new immigration policies repealed. Well, joining me to discuss how this ruling is going to play in Congress, Fawn Johnson, correspondent with the National Journal. Hi, Fawn.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Great, thanks. First, the ruling. What exactly did Judge Harlan say about the president's executive actions?
Well, he said that the people who sued, so this is 26 states, Texas was taking the lead, had shown at least initially enough of a case to warrant stopping the executive actions that the president took. So what that means is that the Department of Homeland Security has been processing people who arrived here as children in undocumented status for 2 years now, and then they were supposed to start processing additional applicants. That should stop as well. And then he also said that they cannot go forward with their plans to give deportations to the parents of people who undocumented parents who have legal U.S. citizens or legal U.S. residents as children.
Now, I assume that the president, the White House, or the Justice Department, or all three, responded right away that they would appeal.
The president was pretty careful when he put out the initial, particularly the thing involving the parents. I mean, we're talking about well over 4 million undocumented immigrants that this could affect. And he knew the reaction was going to be pretty critical. So they were very careful to put all their legal ducks in a row to say that they do, in fact, have the authority to do this. And I think that they have a pretty strong case. Immigration law is traditionally in the realm of the federal government, and it's also in the realm of the White House. The states don't have authority to do things like give people legal status or to take it away, for that matter. And the Department of Homeland Security is the one that's in charge of enforcing it. So the White House press secretary put out a statement immediately after the ruling came out saying that they are standing on firm ground. They will definitely appeal the decision. I've been receiving a ton of responses from advocates for the immigration program saying that they just see this as a temporary blip in what will probably go forward. Now, I think it's a little more complicated than that, but at the same time, I think that the legal questions are going to be very interesting going forward because the judge is basically using a law which is often used to challenge regulations. The Obama executive action is not a regulation. So this is going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
So that's some of the legal technicalities in the courts which will play out. But of course, as we said before, this comes just as Congress is locked in a battle here. A lot of this battle is Republican against Republican. The House and Senate can't agree. Republicans want these very immigration orders that we're talking about. They want them repealed. And DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, could shut down over this at the end of the month. Where do things stand? And how does this case affect the debate?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Todd, because it sounds like it hasn't really moved the needle all that much from where we were last Thursday when the House and Senate went home for their recess, in the sense that Republicans in both the House and the Senate are saying that the Democrats need to go ahead and allow the Senate to vote on a bill that would fund the Department of Homeland Security, but it would repeal the president's executive action. Of course, Democrats refuse to do that because they say that that's essentially holding hostage essential funds for our national security over a very controversial issue that there's not an easy answer to.
Now, Speaker John Boehner today pointing out, Fawn Johnson, that the president used to say himself that he didn't have the authority to do this, that lots of Democrats agreed with him when he said that. Does this change the argument now that the court agrees with what the president used to say about himself?
It might. I have not seen any statements from Democrats that would indicate that they are moving off of their position, that Homeland Security is not the place to be having this debate. But it is true that the president did say many times while advocates were pressing him to expand and to defer these deportations for people who haven't committed any other crimes, that he didn't have the authority to do it. And then he turned around and decided that he did. There are a lot of reasons for that. One of the things that the president has pointed to repeatedly is that Congress has been unable to cope with the problem of 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country. And if Congress can't deal with it, then he sees it, and you could argue that he's got a point here, that it's the president's prerogative and actually responsibility to step in and try and deal with the situation himself.
Well, the courts in Texas weigh in on the president's executive actions on immigration, but this is likely to be decided in the halls of Congress, where the parties are still locked in a shutdown debate over immigration. Fawn Johnson from National Journal, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.